This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The number of COVID-19-related deaths climbed by about 6,000 within 24 hours globally to approximately 578,000. The figure is more than 136,000 in the United States. There are more than 13 million confirmed infections globally and more than 3.4 million in the U.S. Early stage testing showed the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States did affect people's immune systems the way scientists had hoped. Researchers released the early findings Tuesday, just weeks before the shots are set to begin much larger testing to prove if they're really strong enough to protect against the coronavirus. The first U.S. study was small, just 45 people, and researchers found more than half experienced brief flu-like symptoms as a reaction to the shot. The next step, recruiting 30,000 people for the final testing. The vaccine is made by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna Incorporated. It's one of nearly two dozen possible COVID-19 vaccines in various stages. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll begin to roll out details of a new COVID-19 relief package to senators as soon as next week. McConnell suggests the measure will include new funding for school reopenings, some unemployment benefits, and money for health care providers. The cost of the emerging Republican package could reach $1 trillion. In recent days, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has been reaching out to Republican senators ahead of the negotiations with Democrats, who have already approved a $3 trillion package in the House. This is VOA News.